Gary, 3-14 to Nod 6. Donegal have got the one here in Derry this evening in the Development League. Look good doing it too, so you're probably quite content.
Yeah, content considering, you know, with a couple of lads dropped out with injuries over the week and sickness this morning, so kind of we're rejuggling the pack, as you've seen from the start, but we're pleased with it.
Yeah, listen, I talked to you midweek too. You said this is going to be a lot more like a regulation season where you're going to have a league, you're going to have a championship and a run in just preparation. Probably excited too in the sense that you have that compared to what we were faced with last year. Looks like a good panel of players there as well. Good management team, good backroom team. Pretty positive, even though it's early days.
Yeah, look, like you said, it's early days. The positivity's out there. The boys, we only can coach them, give them the tools and to go on the field and to try to apply it. And they did that today in Bunlands, and that's something that we're trying to nail home with them over the last number of weeks, and thankfully we got through it.
Yeah, and got through it pretty well there this afternoon. Were you surprised at how easy you were able to pick Derry apart? You know, in terms of physicality and even just in terms of the rhythm of your play. I mean, you looked like a side that had a lot done. They looked like a side that maybe didn't have a lot done.
Yeah, look, at we're under no illusions that they have about between 4 and 5 away with their senior panel to play Cork tomorrow. So, look, that's not the full strength Derry side. We went out to try to mind our own game, and we injected about a good performance into our own game plan. So we did, and that's something that you could be happy with. And look, you can only play what's in front of you.
Yeah, and I suppose just looking at that there in terms of the first half and second half, you know, some big showings there as well. You know, young McGruddy there, centre half forward, from play and from scores. Big Bobby McGetting in there in full forward as well, getting 2 goals. You talked about last year, it was a young under 20 side. All these boys are a year further down the track now as well. And I think we talked about S&C and physical development. I mean, you can see even over the course of 6 or 7, 8 months, the difference some of those lads, you know, it's made them. And this is a big year for them because you said, you know, last year they were young in terms of the age group of under 20. This is their year now.
Yeah, look. We know it's their year. It's their age group. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of younger lads coming in, 2 young Oisin Caulfield from Narossa and Luke McGlynn from Glenfinn, and he added a bit of spark to it. So their injection, they're good talent in Donegal. Donegal was never short of talent at football. It's putting the right structures in place, and thankfully we're getting the support from that with the academy, and hopefully we're going the right direction.